Halfway through the year already, with some of the most miserable weather patterns for years. But, as usual, a bright and happy selection of music for the next 60 minutes, right here on Organ First Radio. Okay, let's get things off to a fast and exciting start with Brian Hazelby at his Versi Vega instrument. Brian Hazelby and the famous Charles Williams composition, The Devil's Gallop, which to anyone of a senior age will recall heralded the nightly actions of Special Agent Dick Barton with his two sidekicks, Jock and Snowy. From 1946 to 1951, they attracted listening figures of over 20 million people. I was reminded of this at my local organ club a couple of months back when I met up again with Brian Hazelby after last working with him in the United Kingdom and Spanish organ festivals in Torremolinos. These days, Brian totes around his Tyros keyboard, but don't let that put you off. It was a superb show with lots of fun and audience participation. And it seems Brian's parents too, like mine, couldn't understand the attraction of this famous radio serial, and in his case, he had to go across the road to his mate's house to listen to it. Happy days. Someone else I had great fun working with at those festivals was Brian Rodwell, a master organist at both pipes and electronics. Proving that point, here he is firstly at the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer with a delightful little number called Moonbeams, and then, in complete contrast, an inimitable arrangement of The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Thank you. And the Teddy Bears Picnic, both played there on pipes and electronics by Brian Rodwell. Anyone who's attended a concert given by Dirk Jan Ranzine will know, of course, of his love for the circus. His passion for them extends to taking every opportunity he can to photograph the acts, their way of life, the thrill that they get from bringing colour, fun and excitement to people in all lifestyles, especially children. With his own exuberant performances, one gets the impression that maybe he'd like to be part of that often nomadic lifestyle. Not that his career as an international organist is any the less. His love for circus life has just seen the publication of Circus Artists in the Netherlands, a hardback 108-page book printed on high-gloss paper showing more than 100 photos from his vast collection. You can get full details and some pictures by visiting www.keyboardnews.com. In the meantime, here is the exuberant Dutchman himself to play Join the Circus on his Boehm organ. Join the Circus, played by Dirk-Jan Ranzheim. From time to time, people send me recordings, and I came across a couple the other day which go back to the days of cassettes. Remember those? I'd forgotten all about them, to be honest, and time had not been good to them because the tape, as often happens, had started to deteriorate. Anyway, I was very lucky to be able to rescue some of the tracks because, in truth, I didn't have any other recordings in my collection by American organist Dave Wickram. Anyway, I'm glad that I could rescue some items, and I'd like to share a couple with you right now. Both feature four manual 24 rank organs, one by Wurlitzer, the other by Barton. Here's the Wurlitzer, installed in Trinity Church, San Diego, and it's the popular march, Colonel Bogey.
Thank you.
Colonel Bogey, played by Dave Wickerham, at the Trinity Church San Diego Wurlitzer. Some church to have such a fine Wurlitzer as that. Anyway, an equally impressive 24 ranker is the Barton organ in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, in Illinois, on which we now hear Dave Wickerham play Deep Purple and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Thank you.
Some recordings there by Dave Wickram. So what's on offer in the way of new recordings this month? Well, a long overdue compilation by famous organist Eddie Layton, who was a star player, performer for Hammond organs for more years than one can remember. Four of his very early LPs, all in stereo, have just appeared on the Jasmine label under the title of Great Organ Hits. The four original LPs were Better Layton Than Ever, issued in 1959, Skatin' with Layton in 1961, Great Organ Hits in 1961, and lastly, All Time Three-Quarter Time Hits, 1963. The audio quality on this compilation is really first class, and it's such a pity that Eddie himself is no longer around to hear the results. Well, I've chosen a couple of contrasting tracks for you. The first is Hot Noodles, and is one of Eddie's own compositions, and this will be followed by Two Hearts in Three-Quarter Time. Thank you. Hot Noodles and Two Hearts in Three-Quarter Time, a couple of delightful tracks from the new 2-hour-long double compilation CD Great Organ Hits, released last month on the Jasmine label. It really is a superb package, not only from the playing standpoint, but audio quality and presentation, which has reproductions of two of the original Eddie Layton LP sleeves. Here's another nice couple of tracks, not on a new recording, but one that goes back to 1996 when Richard Bauer recorded Summertime and Autumn Leaves on his Yamaha EL90.
Thank you.
Summertime and Autumn Leaves, played there by Richard Bauer. I love that version of Summertime, really, really nice. Over the past couple of months, I've been featuring tracks from a new CD titled That's Entertainment from Hollywood. And of the three artists providing that entertainment, we've heard Ashley Miller and Gaylord Carter. The third artist on this recording, like the aforementioned, is no longer with us, but it was thanks to him back in the 80s that these recordings were made. Rod Skelding was a friend of mine, and he married an American lady and went to live and work in Hollywood, where his life was tragically ended one night when he was mugged and killed as he locked up the music store where he worked. Not only was Rod a good organist, he was also a fine presenter, as you're about to hear.
In the early days of World War II, Sandy Macpherson at the BBC Theatre Organ started the world's first radio request programme. And the most popular requested number, which is almost forgotten today, was Faithful Forever. I'd like to play that for you now. Thank you. This beautiful organ started life in 1924 and was installed in a Los Angeles area theater by the Rudolf Wurlitzer Company. A number of years ago, it was removed from the theater and has recently been rebuilt and enlarged to its present 18 ranks and installed in its current home in the Hollywood Hills, right by the world-famous Hollywood Bowl. In addition to the usual traps and percussions, the organ boasts Jesse Crawford's Deegan vibraharp and a 9-foot Mason and Hamlin concert grand, each playable from the console. In my closing medley, listen to the beautiful vibraharp used as a celesta in the accompaniment as I play Dream, I'll See You in My Dreams, and Bye Bye Blues.
Faithful Forever, Dream, I'll See You in My Dreams, and Bye Bye Blues. Rod Skelding there playing a selection of music from the new CD titled That's Entertainment in Hollywood, and it's on the OK Rollam label, and full details are on the website. From the Wurlitzer to the Boehm organ, played by one of my favourite artists, Anthony Lomas, an artist who makes all too rare appearances on the concert circuit. Here he is playing a perhaps lesser known ABBA number, Adante, Adante.
Thank you.
Adante Adante, played by Anthony Lomas and taken from his last CD titled Multiplicity. Back in those exciting days when the electronic organ festival scene really began to take off in a big way, much of the emphasis was on encouraging young up-and-coming players to perform in front of a large audience. Throughout the week, we'd choose the most promising and give them a beginner spot at the start of the evening show. Some went on to make big names for themselves, whereas others, despite having bags of talent, disappeared, never to be seen again. From Derbyshire, there came a young man by the name of Ryan Edwards, and to this day, he still tours the concert and festival circuit. He's several CDs to his credit, and so from the last one, which has the title Better Late Than Never, is a lovely version of a piece of music which is a favourite with many organists. James Last's composition, Morning in Cornwall.
Thank you.
Brian Edwards at the Yamaha EL900 and Morning in Cornwall. Well, I'm going to end the show this month with a special version of our signature tune, which, as you know, is a Gerry Allen composition, and it's his recording that's usually heard. Not this month, however, because I received an email from a listener to Organ First Radio in Germany by the name of Thomas Bayer. Realising that the sheet music for that composition isn't available, he set to work and learned the tune from the programme and sent me a copy. So, many congratulations to you, Thomas. Not many amateur organists would undertake such a thing. So, perhaps you'd like to play us out this month on your VersiSpectra with Lunchboxer. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, until the same time next month. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.